720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio on Thanksgiving, and excited to have on the line a barbecue Hall of Famer, supporter of great food, great causes, and of course, award-winning barbecue, the one and only Famous Dave Anderson. Welcome to WGN. Happy Thanksgiving, Dave.
Hey, what a great day to be celebrating. You know, we live in such a great country, and I think Thanksgiving is really a great time where we can all get together and celebrate all that this wonderful country has given all of us. And, you know, Thanksgiving is such a special day because it's all about getting together with family and friends, really great home-cooked meals, great food, and, you know, it's a time, seriously, where you give thanks, and we really have been blessed as a country, as a family. Dane, this is just a great day.
Yeah, well, we're here, right? That's one of the things. And when in all those families and everybody that's listening right now in 38 states and Canada, certainly in Chicago, if you've got an opportunity later on today to sit around with your family, reflect a little bit on the year for sure, but we're here. It's been challenging times over the last couple years with the pandemic, but we are here. And so, Dave, as you get to the point of a Famous Dave, right? Like, you are the world's, really. You've traveled all around the world promoting great barbecue, great flavors. You know, there's restaurants in all the different states around the country, but you, and I don't know if every single listener knows this, if they listen to this program, they're certainly up to speed, but you have great Chicago roots. Even though you live, you know, in Minnesota now and in Wisconsin, you've got places, like, you're from Chicago.
I am a Sweet Home Chicago boy. You know, I grew up, and I can remember living on the north side near at first near California, North Avenue, and then kind of lived out the rest of my years over near Foster and Pulaski. Big Bears fan. Got to watch Michael Jordan play in his heyday. The family always been big Cubs fans. So sorry for the Sox fans, but White Sox. But when you live on the north side, you got to be a good Cubs fan. But more than anything, you know, my dad loved Chicago. He was a retired as an electrician, very hardworking guy. He was an electrician on the Sears Tower back when it was the Sears Tower, and was one of those American Indians that used to run up and down those towers changing the light bulbs. Wow. But We have some strong Chicago roots, and even the start of my barbecue journey got started in Chicago. And I can remember growing up, I always knew my family was different because I can remember as early as 1959 standing in line on the south side of Chicago and Lem's, when Lem's used to be on 59th and State Street, Lem's Barbecue, getting some rib tips. 1959. Wow. And then I also remember Farmer Brown's on Clybourne and North used to get some of the best hot ribs over on at Sprague's on Kedzie and Lake Street. So growing up, I think as much as if you're from Chicago, you know all about Portillo's that started out with a doghouse over on in Villa Park and all of the great pizza joints, Pat's Pizza, Lou Malnati's. I, you know, knew all the pizza joints, but I grew up also knowing all the great barbecue joints.
Yeah. I mean, come on, think about it, David. You know, there's so much food street cred, and you're, of course, a part of that here in Chicago. And when you think about the traditions, it goes all the way back, you know, the paintings of the pilgrims and all that kind of stuff where, you know, Thanksgiving is a time for families to get around. And oftentimes, as those food holidays get together, maybe the selections or the dishes will change. But I think Thanksgiving has so many more traditions, right, where you have, whether it's your parents' stuffing or the onion ring thing with the green beans, or people like their certain types of cranberry sauce. So talk about sort of an Anderson family Thanksgiving. Is it a little bit of, you know, maybe some new things you find the road as you travel, maybe some traditional things that have been for generations? What is it like?
Well, you know, Chicago is such a great melting pot of all different ethnicities. You know, you have the Polish community, the German community, there's such a huge Italian community in Chicago. And I think a lot of people may or may not know, there's also a very thriving American Indian or Native American community in Chicago as well. In November being Native American month, but there was always an American Indian powwow held at the either at the Chicago Armory back in the day, or then it moved to different stadiums. But the Native American community has always been strong. And I don't know if a lot of people know, but I'm almost 100% American Indian. My dad is a full-blood Choctaw Indian from Idabel, Oklahoma. My mom is from the Lacoutere tribe in Wisconsin. So, you know, Thanksgiving for us, you know, sometimes you always hear, you know, some of the, you know, moaning and griping about American Indians. But, you know, my dad was always a very God-fearing, praying man. You know, we kind of grew up at Moody Church, which is one of the great churches in Chicago. Yep. So, you know, to me, growing up in a family where prayer was such an important part, and being Native American, you know, I can remember our Thanksgiving dinners just like everybody else. I'm thinking in Chicago, you know, the mom spent the whole week cooking, and you know, you would, of course, we had the big turkey like everybody, and the sweet potatoes and the sweet corn, all of that type of good Thanksgiving stuff. Probably where my family was a little bit different, my dad, being from the South, had to have his homemade biscuits. And anybody from Oklahoma knows this is an Oklahoma thing, where along with the homemade biscuits, you had to have dark Karo syrup that was smashed up with butter. I mean, that is a true Southern dish. My dad just really longed for Southern food. And then my mom, being from Hayward, Wisconsin, we used to, during wild rice harvesting, we used to go up to my grandma's house, and we would go on the different lakes and actually work hard hand harvesting real Indian wild rice. And it's a very hard process. It's a long process. It's hard, a lot of work to make real Indian wild rice, which is different from all the stuff people call that dark, the black long grained wild rice. Most of that's grown in paddies in California, but the real American Indian wild rice grown up in the north woods of the pristine lakes in Hayward, Wisconsin, is really tender. It takes about half as long to cook, maybe only 20 minutes. It has a really nutty, smoky flavor, really delicious. And so my mom would make real wild rice. And the other thing, up in Hayward, we would get fresh cranberries. Oh. And so my mom would make fresh cranberry sauce. So we had some really unique things. And by the way, all your listeners who are listening to this, I am providing WGN through Dane Neal here. Check them out. My most famous wild rice soup recipe. And it's a great recipe that even though it's for chicken wild rice soup, you can take and substitute turkey and really have a tasty wild rice turkey soup.
Oh, it's all those leftovers. That's a big part of it. You know, Thanksgiving, Dave, there's a couple of meals throughout the course of the day, and then all weekend long, and then even going forward, where you can have sandwiches and you can have that soup. We'll have links up for the recipe at WGNradio.com for that. And so you mentioned the cranberry, and that's a big debate that goes back and forth. Certain people love the, you know, the natural cranberry with the actual berries in it, and some people are dedicated to and fans of the jellied cranberry. There's no judging, but you have that history with the regular real cranberry. What are your thoughts on that? Do you feel like people are missing out, or do you like one or the other?
Well, you know, the jelly, I think, is the easy thing, and, you know, it just plops out of a can. but you know, I think Thanksgiving is really all about making everything from scratch. And by the way, you know, those sometimes folks don't have the kitchen, and they can come over to Famous Dave's, where we make everything from scratch, and we'll do the cooking for you, including we have got some of the tastiest smoked turkeys, and we even slice it up for you, homemade gravy, and of course, our famous cornbread muffins, which we make into a cornbread dressing. I'm telling you what, if you want a tasty Thanksgiving dinner, come over to famous Dave's, and we'll take good care of you.
You hit on it, Dave, and coming up through the holidays, too, is that not everybody has the time. People pulled in different directions, but they all want a great meal. And so that's one thing coming up for holiday parties and stuff. We'll have links up, is that all those famous Dave locations, we reach, again, 38 states and Canada, lots of great ones in the Chicagoland area for sure. And so I'm sure there's, you know, holiday parties. You mentioned the cornbread. And of course, you can get all your favorite barbecue specialties, too, throughout the holidays.
Boy, you're talking about some ribs. you know, the one thing, Dane, I just wanted to say, when I remember our family Thanksgivings and our home in Chicago there, you know, my dad was a very hardworking construction worker in the city of Chicago, and my mom was a secretary who worked for the Bureau of Indian Affairs when it was located in Chicago there. But, you know, for us, when we sat down at the table, I can always remember my dad, we would all bow our head and give thanks. You know, I'm a believer that, you know, this country was founded on the precepts of faith. And I think sometimes we just don't let our kids see us bow our heads in prayer and give thanks. And you know, and that's what Thanksgiving is all about. We live in a great country, and I know there's been a lot of stuff going on this past year, but for this time, for this day, we just need to be grateful and just, you know, we have all been blessed. We have so many things to be blessed for. This is still a great country, and I really believe that no matter what happens at Washington, D.C., and all that craziness, that the real strength of America is what happens in our local neighborhoods, what happens in our family homes when we all get together and we get around that table, we celebrate with a great Thanksgiving meal, and remember that we just give thanks to our good Lord.
Well, we're so thankful to have you on and join us and celebrate Thanksgiving with all of our WGN listeners this morning as well. And Dave, as we let you go, and one of the great things the listeners may not know, you know, they think of, you know, the restaurants and all that kind of stuff, but you travel the country. You are out there seeing, meeting, and greeting America on a regular basis. And so you're pretty prolific on social media, Facebook, sharing all of your adventures. So before we let you go, where can people kind of keep up with Famous Dave?
You know, I have a Facebook for Dave Anderson, and I share a lot of my thoughts on cooking. I share a lot of my thoughts on, you know, I really had humble beginnings. And really what I like to share to everybody is you never give up on your dreams, because it doesn't matter where you come from or what you've been through. We live in a truly great country where if you just never give up, amazing things can happen. And what a time today on this day of Thanksgiving to remember that within every one of our family members, our kids, our mothers, our fathers, that within every one of us is a gift of having big dreams.
We'll have links up for the Famous Dave Anderson, Dave Anderson Facebook page, so all the listeners can kind of keep up with the adventures starting here on Thanksgiving, of course, throughout the holiday season and throughout. And Dave, will let you get back to the family and that great feast. And so thankful that you were able to take time out and join us here on the show today.
Hey, and everyone out there, may you have the best Thanksgiving with your friends and family. God bless America, and may you always be surrounded by good friends and great tasting barbecue.